Oh, hallelujah. Are we blessed and highly flavored? Oh, we are. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapter 1. It's in the front of the Bible. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. The joy of the Lord is our strength, right? In His presence is fullness of joy. Well, if you get in His presence, you're going to be filled with joy. And you're not going to give a hoot when anybody thinks. Because you're joyful within. And you're expressing it out. And then you become contaminated with the joy of the Lord. Does everybody understand that? And now people want, hey, what you got, man? See, but we have a righteous contamination, not a corruptible contamination. It's called anointing of glory. Someone say anointing of glory. Thank you, Jesus. Wanted to think, you know, everybody wanted to follow Jesus. They wanted to get near Him. People wanted to touch Him. They wanted to get in His presence. After they heard Him speak, it wasn't just about signs and wonders. There was something about Him. Because He was God. They couldn't figure it out carnally because their mind couldn't comprehend it. Even the disciples that were following Him and the apostles, they had a hard time comprehending things. They asked Him over and over, what the heck did you mean by that? But there was something about Him that they just couldn't stop following. It was His presence. Amen? And one of the things God is doing right now is He's restoring. We are in the time of reconciliation and restoration. And He's restoring His image. He's restoring His what? His image in His body. Because He wants people to express Him. He wants the world to know that His body is here on the earth. He's still here. Even though He was resurrected, He's still here in His body. Amen? And Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And, 2:28. Hallelujah. Are we there? Let's speak it. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Now listen, there's a difference between image and likeness. Image is a natural attribute, an expression also of authority. Image. Likeness is a spiritual reality. It's an eternally bound about the business of the Father. So again, likeness is with power and authority. Image is the natural attributes of who God is. It's an expression also of authority. But it's a natural attributes and likeness is a spiritual reality. Spiritual attributes. So here God was saying, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And then what does He say to them? Let them have what? Dominion. That's power and authority. Over the fish, over the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Over all the earth. So God created man in His own image, and in the image of God, He created him, male and female, He created him. Then God blessed them, and He said to them, be what? Fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. That's His image and likeness. Amen. Power and authority. He said, look at, multiply, subdue, be about my Father's business. That was all the whole, that was what it was all about. That's why God created them in His image and likeness. so that they would be about his business here. Amen. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to 30. God is doing what right now? Restoring his what? Image. Image. That's why there's cleanup, cast out, burn up, and renew. Why? We're being restored into his image. Verse 28. And we know that what? All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. So we were predestined to be conformed into the image of his Son. Hallelujah. And John chapter 14, in verse 6 through 11. Let's speak it. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except for through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have what? Seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works of themselves. So this is very powerful because something dramatically happened. Remember, we just said that God created man in his image and likeness. Amen? Something happened in the garden where they lost that image and likeness. So when they were removed from the garden, Adam and Eve, God had a plan to restore his image. But he had to pay a price first. He had to come in this reality. He had to shed blood so there could be a refreshing and re-cleansing and a renewing, a reconciliation, because we're reconciled through the blood of Christ, and a restoring. What was his purpose? Not only to defeat the enemy, because what's the sense of defeating of his enemies if he couldn't restore his children into his image? Does everybody get it? Because it was lost in the garden. Look at Genesis chapter 3. Verses 1 through 4. Genesis 3, 1 through 4. Let's speak it. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Die what? Die. Lose his image and likeness. That was death. Then the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing what? Good and evil. They would become good and evil and lose the righteousness. Does everybody get it? So what would happen? They would use the image and likeness of God. Now they were human, without carrying the image and likeness of God. Well, who are they carrying the image of? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. No more the tree of righteousness. Does everybody understand this? That's why Jesus had a plan of redemption. He had a plan of reconciliation, restoration. His function, not only to come to the world, but expose the enemy, but restore his people in his image and likeness, and then arm him so that they can fight always on this planet and rescue more souls. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Eternal garden, they lost it. I mean, they were in the garden, which was eternal. They had the eternal image and likeness of God Almighty. And when they blew it, they left with self-image of good and evil. Hallelujah. Jesus came to restore his image in humanity. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 12 through 18. Let's speak it, please. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were blinded, for until this day that same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the what? Old Testament. Because the veil is taken away in Christ or in the anointing. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the what? Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being what? Transformed into the same image from what? Glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Wow. By glory, there is a transformation. Glory, the glory of God. His presence and glory, his power. We're changing. Every time you're going through something, it's God's glory that carries you. It's his presence that carries you. It's his love that carries you. And you're changing. You're shedding. You're exchanging the old for the new. From glory to glory into his image. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Let's speak it, please. He is the what? Image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence, in other words, the glory in all things. Amen. For it pleased the Father that in him all fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth, things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Wow. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he is reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue, you do what? Continue in the faith grounded and steadfast and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a what? Minister. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the image of the invisible God, the fullness. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. God at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, as in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir over all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being in the brightness of his glory, an express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. He is the express express image. That's why he says, when somebody said to him in the Old Testament, who are you? I am. I am that I am. So now you and I are ams because he is. Amen. Psalm 17 in verse 15. Everybody there? Let's speak it. As for me, I will see your face in righteousness, and I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Told you this whole thing is a dream. We're going to wake out of this place. And you won't even remember the dream. How many of y'all remember all your dreams? None of us. This will be over with. We'll be totally brand new. In his image, restored to his fullness of his image and his likeness. No more goofy thoughts. Thank God. No more forgetfulness. Woo-hoo! We will awake in his likeness. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly place in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, grace, by which he made us accepted in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, and having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together one in all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth in him. Praise be to God. We're blessed every spiritual blessing, seated in heavenly places. Amen. Ephesians 4, verse 17. Let's do it. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to the work of all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ or the anointing, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you may put on the new man which was created according to God in what? True righteousness and holiness. Putting on the new man. Well, the new man is in his image and likeness now. Amen. Why? Because it's done by the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm going to close at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 16. In other words, people might, what's going on right now? You're being restored to his image. No matter what you're going through, don't look in a mirror and let that tell you what you're being restored to. Don't let your emotions tell you. Don't let your failures tell you. Don't let your disappointments tell you. You're being transformed into his image because God is restoring it. He's the one that holds it. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. Glory. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Hello. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, He's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. And has given us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. Well, what is reconciliation? It's restoration, isn't it? That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So we are in a time of restoration and restoring of his image to his people. Why? So the world can see him and not us. That's what that's about. Amen. That's why we battle every day. That's why we cut loose from the world every day. That's why we disconnect every day. It's to be reconnected. And we are in the ministry of reconciliation, restoration, renewing, and refreshing. What? In his image and in his likeness. That's why we have dominion and authority. That's why he gave us the keys of the kingdom to bind and loose. That's why he gave us the major weapons of his name, his word, and his blood. That's why we're more than conquerors. That's why we're third dimensional warriors. We didn't get saved to sit and twiddle our thumbs. Amen. We got saved for a purpose and a destiny, to fulfill his will and to be an example of who he is, again, so that the world may see him and not us. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Protect the seeds that have been imparted in us as we await to be awakened in your image. But in the meantime, we'll take whatever you got. And we promise to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah.